Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot. And if a get an attitude, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best, cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's in your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like this red. I can exercise you, this could be your fizz ad. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get it. Killer with the V, I know killers in the street. With the feel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy. Trying to ask me, when my figure, they ain't gonna pass me. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you take a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best, cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S C and double O P D go double G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, not get live. So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the dizzle, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, see, we kiss her.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best, cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough, I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you wanna. Oh, you gotta. So you wanna back. But now, stop that. Shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to the music we to. Subscribe, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get low.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best, cause I got it going on.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Bye. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Master Plan. I am JT, a.k.a. The Master. Sorry for the long delay. Have a little technical difficulties, but I'm here right now. And as always, on 10 a.m., we're here, and we're going to be doing the best that we can do to bring you the best information that you can get to make sure that you're well informed on what's going on, and especially the about the NFL draft. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk to me. We got a great show in store for you this morning. We're going to be talking about, like I said, the NFL draft. 2015 draft is approximately 4 days away. April 30th is where it's going to be. Today it's the 26th. It's 4 days away. These young players that are coming right out of college are going to find out what's going to be their next home and where are they going to get their payday. And I'm going to be running down what I think. And this is going to be probably a lot different than my other mock drafts. My one and only last draft, not one and only, but my last draft before the draft, the real draft, my mock draft 3.0. And I have to say, some of the things that I have said earlier in the last 2 weeks are different. And I hope you enjoy what I'm about to set here, because I think you get a kick out of these, because it's going to be different than the other ones. So I hope that you can get a better understanding of them. Let me put it that way. All right, let's get it started, and we'll go like this. I think everybody knows that the consensus pick for the number one is Jameis Winston. There's been a lot of things being said to him, about him, I should say. His transgressions off the field. Even one unnamed GM or NFL executive from a team said Jameis Winston reminds him or could be the next Jamarcus Russell. You know, the media eats this up. Some of the public eats this up, because the fact is, this is pre-draft rhetoric, trying to downplay or put something, put a negative light on a draft pick that maybe that team of this unanimous source hopes he drops, that they can pick him up themselves. So I don't really pay attention to that, and I would imagine a lot of teams don't do that either. So with that being said, the Bucs land their franchise quarterback with the first pick, 2015 NFL draft. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jameis Winston, quarterback from Florida State University. Should be a slam dunk. He is supposedly the, and I think he is, the most pro-ready quarterback coming out of college this year. So I think he's the man, plain and simple. I think he's the man, without a shadow of a doubt. With that being said, let's move on to the number two pick. Some people think it's going to be Leonard Williams, the defensive lineman out of USC, who they say, and they're probably right, including myself, that the he is the number one player, the best player out of the draft. Quarterback, if they think they can get one, that's a franchise quarterback in the first round. Otherwise, if they pass him up and he goes to another team and he balls out, that could be their job. Especially when you have the number one pick and you have the chance to pick him up and you pass on him and you go to another position, positional player, and that player doesn't really pan out as well as you liked. And this is the chance that coaches and general managers take when they select a quarterback high in the draft, especially the number one draft or within the top 10. Careers, coaches' careers, and their families' lives depend on getting this right. Because once you draft a quarterback, especially in the top 10, that means you're not a good team, for one. And you're looking for that savior, that quarterback. When you draft a quarterback, you're married to that quarterback for the next at least 2 to 3 years. Because there's no guarantee that he's going to ball out, even though they expect a quarterback now to ball out. There's no guarantee that he'll do that. But in the second, third year, at the least, this quarterback has to show you something. If he doesn't show you something, then more than likely your job is in jeopardy. And your coaching career, if you haven't done anything substantial before that, your coaching career could be in jeopardy as a head coach. It's a possibility if you specialize in defense or some position on defense or offense that you're able to get an assistant coaching job somewhere. But coaching job rides, for the most part, if not all, besides the performance of the team, the performance of that quarterback. So you got to get this right. And I think that Jameis Winston is probably the most can't-miss quarterback in this draft. There's some other quarterbacks that won't get drafted in the first round that I believe that can be a very good quarterbacks, and some team who picks them up is going to get a what you call a value pick, taking them out of the second, third, fourth round. Brady came out of the sixth round. Kurt Warner wasn't even drafted, if I'm not mistaken. He wasn't even drafted. So you can get a potential Hall of Fame. There's no guarantee of it, but you can get a potential Hall of Fame quarterback in the later rounds. I believe that. Go this route. Jameis Winston, like I said, is the number one pick. Let's move on to number two, which is the Tennessee Titans. What do you think the Titans are going to do? Are they going to take Leonard Williams? Are they going to pick another quarterback? They picked one last year in Zach Mettenberger. They're going to pick Marcus Mariota with the second pick in the 2015 NFL draft. The Tennessee Titans select Marcus Mariota, quarterback from the University of Oregon. Uh-oh, here we go. Do we have another draft like a few years ago with Andrew Luck? and RG3. And it, look at this. Just look at the comparison. A relatively quarterback gets drafted first. Andrew Luck, he can move around. He can scramble a little bit. But he's basically a pocket quarterback. And RG3 is the read option quarterback in that draft. And what do we have in this draft? Jameis Winston, pocket quarterback. He can move around a little bit, but basically he's a pocket quarterback. And then Marcus Mariota, the read option shotgun type of, is that where the comparison ends, or is that what to history tells us it's going to happen? You got to, I mean, they're not exactly the same, but they're close enough to be able to compare them. And I think I can compare them like that because the style of play and what system they came out of. Andrew Luck basically came out of a pro system. Jameis Winston basically comes out of a pro system. RG3 comes out of a read option, a spread offense type of system, same as Marcus Mariota. So I think the Tennessee Titans take Marcus Mariota. And tie their franchise to Marcus Mariota's hips and hopefully rides them into a winning type of seasons in the future. I think the number two pick, I think the number one pick, it's a solid pick. I think the number two pick is going to dictate how the draft is going. I really believe that. See, if the Titans don't take or trade out of the number two pick, or don't take Marcus Mariota, then I wouldn't say all hell breaks loose, because if they don't take Marcus Mariota, they'll probably take Leonard Williams. But that drops Marcus Mariota, and there's a few teams that would take him. The Jets, the Eagles would try to move up, if being that the Jacksonville Jaguars won't be taking a quarterback. I don't think the Raiders will be taking a quarterback. There's a possibility, but I highly doubt it, that the Redskins would be taking a quarterback. The next available team will be the Jets, and that's up in the air where they would be in the market for Mariota. But you never know. They got a new regime in there, new GM, new head coach. So they may not have that much of faith in Geno Smith. And if Marcus Mariota is on the board, do they take him at number six? But before we get to number six, and Marcus Mariota in this mock draft is gone already, then let's move on to the third pick, which I think is a slam dunk. I think I've been pretty consistent in this, that the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to player I'm going to name. In the 2015 NFL draft, with the third pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Dante Fowler Jr., linebacker from the University of Florida. Edge rusher, high motor. Jacksonville needs a guy that can rush on the edge. And this is the guy that would fit into that Gus Bradley defensive scheme. So I think they would take Dante Fowler. And I think there's a general consensus that the Jaguars and I think I've been consistent about that. They would take this guy. All my drafts, I think I've had him number three pick going to the Jaguars. And I think this is a no-brainer. I think they need him. If Leonard Williams is there, it's a possibility, but I really believe they're going to take a linebacker and not Leonard Williams. Even though Leonard Williams is a damn good player, I think they take Dante Fowler Jr. Anyway, let's move on to the number four pick where Pinier, in my opinion, if the Raiders, who have the number four pick, would take Leonard Williams. Or would they take a wide receiver in Kevin White or Amari Cooper? And pair him up with a young quarterback and pair Derek Carr with a young wide receiver, and they can grow together. That would be a hell of a trio in Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, and Latavius Murray if the Raiders don't take another running back. And they may take another running back, but I think it's going to be later in the draft. But I think right now, Latavius Murray is the lead back. So with the fourth pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Raiders select Leonard Williams, defensive lineman from the University of Southern Cal, and team him up with Khalil Mack to be a crazy combination of Williams and Mack. Wow. Wow, the Raiders need help on defense, that's for sure. And this would be a huge help. It's one of the possibly can't-miss guys in this draft. All right, now with to the Washington Redskins. What do Washington Redskins need? The Washington Redskins need pass rushers. They need help on defense, getting to the quarterback. They got who they have in their division that they play twice a year. They play Tony Romo, maybe Sam Bradford, or whoever is going to be the quarterback from the Eagles in that Chip Kelly offense. They play the Giants with Eli Manning. So they need a pass rush because of the skill level of the quarterbacks in the NFC East. So with the fifth pick in a 2015 NFL draft, the Washington Redskins select Vic Beasley, linebacker from the Clemson University. Probably one of the edge rushers in the draft. And I think he would work well with going to the Washington Redskins and help shoring up that linebacker core that they sorely needed. Let's move on to the Jets. Now, the Jets, and this is purely straight drafting without any draft picks or trading with players and draft picks. This is straight what I think the teams are going to do, giving no trades. So with the sixth pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Bud Dupree, linebacker from the University of Kentucky. I think this guy can get quarterback, and that's what the Jets are looking for. They're looking for guys that get and put pressure on the quarterback. That's what Todd Bowles likes to do, and put pressure on the quarterback. You got Tom Brady, you got whoever's going to be the quarterback from the Bills, and you also have Ryan Tannehill from the Dolphins. You need to put pressure on the quarterback. And the Jets have to do that because of their quarterback situation. Not being the best quarterback or top 10 quarterback or top 15 quarterback at that they need to be able to put pressure on the offense playing against. Ground and pound. They're going to run the ball a lot. This is a defensive-minded team. It's a defensive-minded team that needs to run the ball a lot. And I think that's what they're going to do, and that to show up the defense even that much more. So they go to with Bud Dupree. All right, let's move on to the seventh pick, which is the Chicago Bears. And you know what? Chicago will go in two ways here. And I've been torn with this pick because of the fact that it's Brandon Marshall. Unless they have an utmost faith in Marquise Wilson, the young wide receiver that they have in Chicago, they will pick or not pick a wide receiver in this draft. Now, there's Amari Cooper out there. There's Kevin White out there. And other wide receivers that they may like above those two I just named that they could pick. Or they go to defense, which John Fox is a defensive-minded coach. And their defense was in the bottom quarter in the National Football League. They need help badly. And they need an anchor. They were one of the worst defensive teams to rush against. Let me put it that way. They were bad, very bad against the run. In fact, they were very bad against the run and the pass. So with the seventh pick in the 2015 NFL draft, Chicago Bears select Danny Shelton, nose tackle or defensive lineman, whatever you want to call him, whatever you want to say, describe him as, from the University of Washington. They need to, like I said, address their defensive front, and Danny Shelton is the man. I think he enjoys being a nose tackle. I think he would be an anchor for years. Barring injury for the Chicago Bears, and I think this is another high-motor guy that, in my opinion, can't miss. Now, some of you may question my next pick because this guy, I think, has his stock has dropped a little bit. He's still getting picked in the top 10, but I think his stock has dropped a little bit because of a chronic injury or injury that he has that some people say he needs surgery on. Some people say he doesn't. The recent reports say he doesn't need the surgery on, but I think you'll find that he's going to have eventually some surgery on this because it seems like if he doesn't do it, he won't be able to perform up to his expectations and also his team's expectations. So, with the eighth pick in the 2015 NFL draft, and they very badly need this type of guy, select Shane Ray, defensive end from the University of Missouri. They need a pass rush. Who they have in their division that they need a pass rush? They were extreme, one of the worst teams in the pass, in the league, and with no pass rush, especially with a Rob Ryan defense, you got to have front end pressure in order to be successful on the back end. And Shane Ray, with a healthy Shane Ray, would contribute greatly to that front end pass rush. So I think the Falcons definitely need a pass rush, and this is a part of the puzzle that will solve that. They go against Drew Brees, Cam Newton, and maybe soon to be Jameis Winston. So they need a pass rush. It's plain and simple. And he's one of the best pass rushers in the draft this year. All right, we're going to go to number 10, and then we're going to take to a short break. We're going to come back and continue with my mock draft. If you want to call in, the number to call in is 347-637-3220, 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk, guy. Now, I think the Giants, who have the ninth pick, can go three different directions. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman, or linebacker, really four. Defensive lineman, offensive lineman, linebacker, wide receiver. And let me tell you something. This guy fell in your lap. I haven't named the wide receiver yet. So that means the top wide receivers are still sitting there waiting for somebody to pluck them. And I think one of them gets plucked here. The ninth pick in a 2015 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Amari Cooper, wide receiver from the University of Alabama. A versatile wide receiver, can play inside, outside, but probably if he gets drafted here, will play on the outside. Now, just think of this. You got Amari Cooper on one side. You got Odell Beckham Jr. on the other, on the outside. And you got Victor Cruz in the slot, which is his best position to play. That's a hell of a trio for Eli Manning to throw to. And that's a hell of a trio for a defense to deal with. You got to pick your poison. And I can guarantee you any one of those three will kill you in the game. You see with Victor Cruz, when he's healthy, what he can do. You saw what Odell Beckham Jr. can do. And then you have the very high ceiling of Amari Cooper with those two guys showing him the ropes of what he can do. Man, I wouldn't want to be a coach on the defensive side, especially a DB coach or the defensive coordinator going up against those guys, trying to game plan against them. Not to mention the running game that they're going to have also. But we'll see. That's who I'm thinking that the Giants, if it falls like I'm saying right now, the Giants should take Amari Cooper. But they could go in four different directions, like I said. Offensive and defensive linemen, linebacker, who they definitely would need, or they could go with wide receiver. But 4 days from now, we'll find out. All right, let me go to the 10th pick, and then we'll take a break and come back and continue with my mock draft. All right, on the 10th pick, it's the St. Louis Rams who are looking for a new home. The owner is making plans to move the Rams to California, Southern California specifically. And we'll have to see how it works out. But this is the draft, and there's a few needs that the Rams need. One is a wide receiver. The other is a offensive lineman. And there's still some good wide receivers out there, and definitely some offensive linemen. But there hasn't been an offensive lineman taken yet. Stops here of the Rams. Wants very physical play on both sides of the ball, meaning he wants a very physical defensive line and linebackers. And he also wants a very physical offensive line in the pass game, and especially in the run game. So they need help on the offensive line because of the problems they had on the offensive line. Game in and game out this past few seasons, being said, Jeff Fisher and the St. Louis Rams with the 10th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams select Brandon Schreff, offensive lineman from the University of Iowa. Like I said, they want a physical type of guy, very physical blocker, whether in a pass or run game, to get into that line and contribute to keeping the quarterback safe and being able to block for the running back and to be able to do his thing. So I think Brandon Schreff would be going to the St. Louis Rams. That being said, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Thursday night is the right time to kick back and listen to the FSP Crew Show as they break down the weekend sports and prepare you for Thursday night football. 8 p.m. Eastern, just before the game starts, Jerry the Master Taylor hosts the show with Jeff the Joker Goldberg and Mike the Bookie Monster Wright. The three gentlemen debate and discuss a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything on the FSP Crew Show every Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
Victor Gardner began the Fantasy Sports and Politics brand with the idea of combining two of his passions into a radio show. He then learned that politics were 95% of sports. When you tune into the Fantasy Sports and Politics show every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Mr. FSP himself, Vic Gardner, and Jerry the Master Taylor will go over the weekend sports, prep you for your upcoming fantasy games, and spark a debate politicians would love to hear. That's the FSP show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. You can listen at spotonradio.web.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365 for other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
I can't hear nothing, man. I hope you ain't talking because I can't hear nothing. Bro, I don't hear anything. Nothing. Still got nothing. Still got nothing. Check your phone, man. Check your phone. Blog Talk have been lunching because a couple other spots haven't called. They've been acting up, but check your phone.
Looking for fantasy sports advice? How about informative conversation? Look no further as The Master Plan features two men that can help in both areas. Jerry the Master Taylor and Lance the NFL Exporter Goodman provide you with a fantasy fix live every Sunday morning on The Master Plan at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. That's The Master Plan, Sundays 10 a.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK and streaming at spotonradio.com.